So this is going to be our demonstration now of how to set it up with Facebook. So what you need to do is you need to add a multicast channel. And in here, you're going to specify a name for the channel. So I'll just go ahead and say Sermon Audio. And you're going to select a platform type. Let's just say Facebook. You're going to have to supply a stream URL and a stream key. Now, where do I get that from? You have to go to Facebook. When you get to Facebook on your church's page, there's going to be this little live button. So essentially what you are doing is you are pushing out a live post. I'll click on that button and you'll see that we have now the live interface on Facebook. If you pay attention to this one, this is going to be the important one. Use a persistent stream key. You want that to be on. What that is this value right here, stream key. And making it persistent means that it won't change. If you have that off, Facebook changes the stream key all the time for you. So you have to keep going back and changing your settings. But if you use persistent, it'll be persistent. So let's go ahead and copy this. Go back over to Sermon Audio. Paste it in there. Go back over to Facebook. Copy this. Go back over here. Paste to there. That's it. Hit save. We now have Facebook. Well, the first thing that I have to do is I have to actually start a webcast. So let's go back to this guy here. I'll go ahead and hit the start button on him. That is now pushing out a stream to multicast.sermonaudio.com. Everything looks the same except now we have this multicast channel. And if you see, we have the ability now to hit the start button. So let's go ahead and do that. So it's all happening dynamically. And it's, there you go. It's now pushing to Facebook. Let's take a look. There it is, right there. And so what's happening now is it's Facebook is waiting for us to go ahead and post this. So I'm going to do that right this second. So I'm going to say live multicast demo. So if we post this, go live. Now it's actually live. It was not live before, but now it's actually live. So that if you go to facebook.com/sermonaudio, it should be there. And there it is. That's it. That's how you multicast to Facebook. At this point, you can close this window. You can be done with that. It's streaming out to Facebook, and so everything is fine now. Again, you have to be on Facebook. This is important. You can't just be sitting in the webcast manager and be hitting start. You have to be on Facebook and hit that live button in order to get the process started.